Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story we first aired yesterday afternoon, but featured in a story today in the Republican American, suffering from chronic heart disease and dementia, Catherine Madsen wanted to pass away in Canaan, in her home where she had lived for many years. And according to police, she almost did. The 85-year-old was taken by ambulance to Sharon Hospital in February after her granddaughters found her incoherent and suffering from bed sores and skin fungus. She was not malnourished. She had stopped eating and drinking not long before that visit came. Madsen died in the hospital the next day. An emergency room doctor told police she had suffered from improper care. Now, her 64-year-old son, James, her only live-in caregiver, was charged with intentional cruelty to persons and ordered held on $50,000 bond in Torrington Superior Court following a state police investigation. He remains behind bars. The movement to repeal the religious exemption for required school vaccinations received a boost from the governor and the state's top public health official. Lamont and Renee Coleman Mitchell, the state commissioner for public health, announced they support ending the 60-year-old exemption for parents and guardians who object to vaccinating their children on religious grounds. Quote, "The more children who receive their vaccinations, the safer it is for everybody, especially those who may be at risk to catch serious illnesses," end quote, according to Lamont. The governor has previously stated his position after a repeal effort stalled on the legislature earlier this year. Lamont said the plan is to introduce legislation in the upcoming 2020 legislative session that would repeal the religious exemption in the 2020-2021 school year. A DEC public hearing on the Wingdale Materials application at the Dover Town Hall on East Duncan Hill Road. Two times for that meeting, 3 to 5, and then another meeting at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education has a meeting set at the library at 4:15. Meanwhile, the Hotchkiss Library has a New American History book group that kicks off September 18th in the reading room. Meetings will be held the third Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. in the morning. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. The Salisbury Sharon Track Committee has their meeting set for 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Art House Wednesday is theater day at 7 p.m. The Biggest Little Farm. Allison Elliott of McEnroe Organic Farm will lead a panel discussion with Lauren Kaplan, the Poughkeepsie Farm Project, at the Movie House, 48 Main Street in Millerton, New York, moviehouse.net on the web. On the 19th, Cornwall has a Board of Finance meeting at 7 p.m. North Canaan Recreation Committee has their meeting on the 19th at 7 p.m. as well. And the regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board happens on the 19th at 7 p.m. Salisbury Central School's 7th Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Thursday, September 19th, starting at 8:30 in the morning at the Hotchkiss School Golf Course. Registration at 7:45. More information to see if there's room for you to play, contact Melissa at melissaemily222@yahoo.com. Music from a bygone era with Craig Marshall, the Town of Clinton Historical Society, will be featured on Thursday the 19th at 7:30 at Lyle Memorial Federated Church, 30 Maple Avenue. Norfolk Curling Club has their golf outing at the Norfolk Country Club on Friday the 20th, registration at 11. For more information to see if there's room for you to still play in that tournament, 860-671-1605. Kent Memorial Library hosting a movie night for grades 5 and up Friday, 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street, the movie Men in Black International. This weekend, the Goshen Dog Show is happening the 21st and 22nd at the Goshen Agricultural Society Fairgrounds. Gates open at 7:30. Admission is $5 per carload, including parking. Salisbury Bank is having a community shredded day on Saturday, September 21st, noon at the Lakeville branch. Salisbury Winter Sports Association 12th Annual Golf Tournament in Pig Roast is held on Saturday, Under Mountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Now, if you want to see if there's room for you as a single or a team to play, contact Ken or Willie at 860-824-5243. A tour of six local artist studios being offered by the Kent Memorial Library on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. beginning at the library. Small groups that will visit local art studios ending at the current Art Association for lunch. More information is 860-927-3761. The Couch Piper VFW 28th Annual Golf Tournament happens at the Egremont Country Club on the 21st. Rojan Ramble 7th Annual Bike Tour will be held on Saturday at Copaic Memorial Park in Copaic, New York. Monument Cup 21st Annual Soccer Tournament being held on Saturday at the Monument Mountain Regional High School on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. You can visit three private and public gardens in Millbrook and Millerton, open for self-guided tours to benefit the Garden Conservancy, taking place on Saturday from 10 till 4, rain or shine. Registration and more information, gardenconservancy.org/opendays or 888-842-2442 for additional locations. 13th Annual Mid-Hudson Woodworkers Show happens on Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Hurley Reformed Church with displays of woodworking, demonstrations, Woodmeister demonstrations, gifts for children, mega pen, raffles, and door prizes. More information, MidHudsonWoodworkers.org. Falls Village Food and Truck Fest happening on Saturday from noon till 6 p.m. Food trucks, truck show, truck pull, music, and more. 108 Route 63 in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-5861. Also on Facebook. Wasaic Project and the Folk Arts Program at Arts Mid-Hudson present International Children's Puppet Workshop. A free family event will be held Saturday from 12 to 6. The Art Nest Open, 3 o'clock puppet show, 3 to 6 p.m. closing party for Ad Astra per Aspera at the Art Nest at the Mill in Wasaic. More information at wasaicproject.org. Last sale of the season for the Masonic Lodge of Lobsters will be held on Saturday, picking up between 4 and 6. The day of the sale. You can order those lobsters through Friday at 860-435-9722. Standard Space and Troutbeck present John Paul Philippe's Hortensia. It runs through Sunday, November 3rd. Opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6. Upstate Dairy presents a conversation between the artist and Paul Morris on the 19th of October from 5 until 6 p.m. John Ashley Tales from the Golden Age and other stories happening on Saturday through the 19th of October. Reception on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the D.M. Hunt Library. Sharon Playhouse presents their annual Spotlight Gala on Saturday. 6 cocktails and light supper, 7:30 performance at the Playhouse, 8:45 meet and greet champagne reception featuring Grammy-nominated and Broadway recording star Maureen McGovern. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org or 860-364-7469. Second annual Hoosie Goes to Europe Wine Dinner and Auction, supporting the opportunity of a lifetime, will be held on September 21st at 6:30 at the White Hart. 4 gourmet courses, 4 fabulous wines, live and silent auction items. Tickets and more information at brownpapertickets.com/event/430142. Kent Quiz Night will be held on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. That will be at the Kent Firehouse. More information, 860-927-3761. The Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their pancake breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, 8 until 11. Pancakes, omelets, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, home fries, coffee, and juice at the Wasaic Road Firehouse, New York. Takeouts will be available. 10th Annual Friends of Mo Golf Tournament will be held on Sunday at the Egremont Country Club. All proceeds benefit families who are battling cancer and other hardships. More information at 413-717-0606. Norfolk Land Trust has 5 and 10K trail races going on September 22nd at Barbara Woods, 31 Lovers Lane. Walk into the Future, put on by Construct in Great Barrington, New York, starts off at Ski Butternut on 38 State Road, Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Sunday. And Catch a Ray 5K Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Red Hook High School will be held on Sunday on West Market Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 33.98 to 27,110.80. NASDAQ starts off today at 8186.02, and the S&P 500, 3,005.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.